Today's business report includes a battle over an energy bill. A Senate committee takes up a comprehensive energy bill today. Its backers say it will strike a balance between energy production and conservation. An earlier House version has been criticized for putting too much stress on production at the expense of efficiency. With relatively high prices, President Bush says energy companies do not need taxpayer-funded incentives, as he called them, to explore for oil. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, finding adequate places to explore is not always easy.
Big oil companies are enjoying a Texas-sized gusher of profits these days, but when it comes to plowing those profits into new oil ventures, the companies are finding some dry holes. Energy analyst Fadel Gate of New York-based Oppenheimer & Company says even though major oil companies are making money like he's never seen before, spending that money is another story.
The whole industry is facing a dilemma, if you will, which is record earnings and cash balances, but fewer and fewer investment opportunities. So basically the industry has become cash rich and opportunity poor.
It's not so much geology as geopolitics that's getting in the company's way. The energy bill will likely address oil drilling opportunities in and around the U.S., but much of the world's oil today is in places like Saudi Arabia that are off limits to Western oil companies. And the countries that do allow Western investment are demanding more in exchange. Robert Ebel, who chairs the energy program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says that makes it hard for the big oil companies as they hunt for new places to drill.
Where do you go today? You look at Russia, you look at Iraq, Iran, Libya, West Africa, Kazakhstan. Most of the reserves today are in the hands of national oil companies, and they're going to keep that oil in their hands. So Russia, you've got problems today. Iraq, not yet ready for foreign investment. Iran is out of bounds for U.S. companies. West Africa is coming along, but has its problems. So no matter where you go, there are risks.
Risk, of course, is nothing new for oil companies. The whole industry is built on big gambles in the hope of big rewards. Think of James Dean in the movie Giant. He was down to his last collar button before he finally struck it rich.
My welcome in, babe. I'm a rich boy. Me, I'm gonna have more money than you ever thought you could have.
Today's oil companies have plenty of money. Since the end of 2003, Exxon, Chevron, BP, and Shell have earned profits totaling nearly $100 billion. They are pumping some of that money back into finding new oil, but Exxon, Chevron, and Shell all produced less oil in the first 3 months of this year than they did a year ago. Exxon actually spent more money buying its stock back in the quarter than it did on exploration. Daniel Yergin, the chairman of Cambridge Energy Research Associates, says the companies are handicapped not only by the limited places they can drill for oil, they're also straining to reverse downsizing that's left them with fewer drilling rigs and fewer trained personnel.
All the companies are substantially increasing their expending budgets. They're putting more money to work. But you can't just turn on a dime. You can't transform English majors into petroleum engineers overnight.
Yergin also says the big companies are cautious about over-investing in new oil supplies. Even though many forecasters expect oil prices to remain high, industry veterans know what it's like to get burned.
Remember, these were companies that 7 years ago were dealing with $10 a barrel oil. And so they're not going to invest on the premise that oil is going to go to $100 a barrel. I don't think anybody wants to see, another boom and bust cycle.
Yergin chronicles the long history of the oil business in his book, The Prize. He says one of the basic lessons of that industry is that however sure things look today, they'll look different 3 years from now. Scott Horsley, NPR News.